So this is from Fulton Sheen. This is a quote from him, and it's called Quo Vadis America, which means where are you going, America? He gave this as a part of a radio announcement in March 1942, a radio program, you know, that he was giving a talk on. It was right after we got into World War II, and apparently the government was complaining that people did not care that we were in the war. So that's the beginning of it. And then it goes on. The rest of it applies to today, I'm sure, even more than during World War II. Although I'm sure if we were, I think that was a terrible, terrible time, as we can imagine, as Hitler grew in strength and Mussolini, and it was, and the USSR, Russia was becoming so powerful. That was no doubt a very frightening time. And yet, we were brought to our knees, we prayed, and really the world became better. Our world in the United States definitely became much holier after that war, because we began to pray the rosary, and devotion to the Sacred Heart was very strong. So this is the quote, this is his thoughts from March 1942 that fit today. Quo Vadis America, by Fulton Sheen, March 1942. A holy hour for our country and for the world. The government is complaining that the people of the United States are too complacent about the war. If there be national complacency, it is due to a backwash of spiritual complacency. Peter, James, and John slept in the Garden of Gethsemane because they were unmindful of the awfulness of the Savior's hour. Worry keeps us awake. Therefore, these men did not worry. They were blind to the reality of evil at the gates. Now that a war is thrust upon us, we must be stirred to a sense of corporate responsibility to our fellow men and the world. That is why we have been pleading with Jews and Protestants to set aside an hour a day for meditation and prayer. That too is why we beg our fellow Catholics to attend Mass daily, receive Holy Communion, and prolong their meditation to be a whole hour. This holy hour devotion is to awaken our national conscience, to make us realize the whole world is in a mess because of sin. The sin of all of us in varying degrees, the sin of forgetting God and His divine Son. Since sin is a common debt, let none of us ask to be exempt from that burden. Each holy hour must be made not for our particular intention, but to pay off some debt of the world's sin and to restore the world once again to the reign of God's moral law and the kingship of His divine Son. We thus become actors in the drama of restoring the world to sanity, for presently it has gone mad. The whole world is in a state of mortal sin. This holy hour is not alone to atone for these sins, but it is also to assure the future. The holy hour man has no economic or political plans because he seeks not to create a good society, but he does seek to create the creators of a good society. America is not yet conscious of the necessity of sacrifice and a cross. The Lord is meeting America on the roadway of life, asking us the question, Quo Vadis America? Where are you going, America? That's it. Where are we going? As the majority of America answers, so shall be the future of America.